I had to choose between your law and God's law. Someone else said that long before me. In fact, long before the time of Jesus. I had to choose between your law and God's law. The Feast of Christ the King was instituted in 1925, so almost 100 years, so relatively recent by the church's standards. Benito Mussolini had just come to power in Italy, so the church saw the need to clarify that our ultimate allegiance cannot go to any earthly figure, neither a parent, nor a teacher, nor a president, nor a pastor. As we just heard in the book of Revelation, Jesus Christ is the ruler of the kings of the earth. Now, that doesn't mean that there can be no legitimate authority and that anyone can say, well, you can't tell me what to do. No, in fact, it was God himself who made a plan that included parents and pastors, for that matter. There were kings in the Old Testament, anointed by God, nonetheless. So the point is not that there should be no one to make laws, no one to govern. It's necessary. But to recognize that they themselves answer to someone, and that ultimate allegiance has to be to God, and that we as Christians must recognize when it's not. So does that mean that a 10-year-old can say, well, I was praying about this, Dad, and God told me that I don't really need to make my bed or take out the trash anymore. Sorry, you know. Again, a legitimate authority is precisely what is entrusted to parents and to others. But when that authority is exercised in a way that goes contrary to God's plan for our lives, then we've misused that authority. If a parent tells their kid to be home by midnight, well, that's one thing. But if they provide alcohol to their son, or put their daughter on the pill, or don't take them to mass when they're on vacation, now they've misused their authority for harm rather than for good. It's like a coach who tells his linebacker to try to injure the opponent, or a boss who tells her employee to lie on the financial statements. A pastor can take advantage of his parishioners emotionally, financially, physically. He's misused his power for harm rather than for good. That's why it's so important that we pray for those in authority. That's why I beg you to pray for me. That's why I always pray for our parents and our teachers. That's why we must pray for our current president and our future president. Because the more that a person in authority governs in accord with God's plan, the less need there is for someone else to pick up the pieces or repair all the damage. In some cases, a heroic person with great courage can resist an unjust demand, usually not without significant cost. It's the county clerk who would rather go to jail than issue marriage licenses for couples of the same sex. Or the pharmacist who would rather lose his job than prescribe contraceptives. Or the star athlete who would rather be benched than be forced to miss Mass on a Sunday. Yes, you are my boss. Yes, you are my coach. But you're not my king. The Feast of Christ the King may be less than 100 years old, but the struggle is not new. The most famous work by the Greek playwright Sophocles was written 400 years before Jesus. And believe it or not, the star of the play, Antigone, is also the name of the play, was condemned to death by an unjust king. And she says to the king, I had to choose between your law and God's law. And no matter how much power you have to enforce your law, it is inconsequential next to God's. Someone has to be in charge of our families, workplaces, parishes, schools, sports teams, state, country. Someone has to govern them. But if Christ is our king, then we know that they will be in good hands.